This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It was insensitive and inappropriate. So I'm not looking to quantify this in any way. It was an attempt to talk about that I should have stayed focused on the Assad regime and the dangers that they have brought to their own people.
All right, once again, Sean Spicer makes the news. He's supposed to give the daily briefing, but this time it was about his faux pas. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How do you see what happened with Sean Spicer, and should we care? Well, I think whenever you say anything about Hitler, first of all, it is, especially when you're saying something the way he said it, that was not well thought out, because it is just despicable what happened in the Holocaust, and any kind of reference and a misstep, yeah, it hits with a thud, and it should, frankly, hit with a thud on of all days, Passover, right? So it was definitely a mistake, and once there was the realization that this was a mistake, well, then you got to come back and apologize. So that's what Spicer did. You heard that there in trying to, at first, say that that's not what I was saying, and the comparison, he got kind of all tied up in that, and he said, it was the whole thing about even Hitler didn't stick to using chemical weapons during World War II in an effort to shame Russia's alliance with the Syrian president Assad and his use of chemical weapons, of course. But he tried to clear up his words, and he fumbled over the words, just really could not get it. He couldn't get it right. He said he was aware that gas chambers were used during the Holocaust later, and said he should have stayed focused on Assad and asked people to forgive him for his mistake. So while Hitler, we all know this, didn't use chemical weapons on the battlefield, Hitler and the Nazis used horrible gas chambers to exterminate Jewish people and disabled people and a whole bunch of other people. And this comment took on a life of its own. There were calls for his resignation, and, he spoke to some advisors after that, and, the Holocaust Museum in Washington responded to Spicer by tweeting out, "Watch footage from our collection. It shows what U.S. forces discovered when they liberated Buchenwald." So there were, again, a lot of people that were weighing in on this. Even Chelsea Clinton, the former first daughter, tweeted, "I hope at press secretary," meaning Sean Spicer, because that's his handle, "takes time to visit the Holocaust Museum. It's just a few blocks away." And as I said, the timing couldn't be worse with the celebration of Passover. In fact, the White House actually was hosting a Seder, what they call a Seder dinner, on Monday night. So there you go. And he did, like I mentioned, he, of course, what's he going to do? He comes back and he apologizes for the comments, you know, afterwards. And there's so much happening, and the way the news cycles around so quickly, it's the timing and the statement. I don't think, personally, I don't think the pressure will be there. I think it was initial reaction, but I think the pressure is there for a short time and then goes away. But Spicer does step into it. He absolutely does. You know, when you're the press secretary, you are the first line. You are good guy, smart guy, not smart guy, smart woman, not smart woman. It doesn't matter. Background. I mean, that's it. It's trial by fire. You're out there, and what's the toughest crowd around? The crowd that is covering the president of the you know, United States covering what's going on with the administration. Let's go to Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Kate. Boy, let me first
Hello.
Give Dan in Texas an apology. You know, I did something the other day I don't normally do, and that's make an assumption. I said, I know Dan in Texas agrees with me, and he didn't. I said that, and I assumed, and I won't do it again, because I so often agree with him, so very often, as I so often agree with you. But, of course, we know I was persona non grata the other day, probably still am, because I got beat up quite bad with my dissent relative to the Syrian action. I still say that I am so concerned about losing just even one American life to a foreign entanglement and for so many other reasons. But I'm not going to say anything more on it because I don't want to get beat up again. I did want to mention this. You're very correct in what you say about Spicer. You know, you really have to know your audience and be speaking to a limited audience that you can know if you're going to play around with certain issues. And I shouldn't even use the word play around with, but if you're going to go and make reference to certain issues, although technically he was correct, you know, in pomology and military history, pomology is an in-depth study of war. It's common knowledge that there's no confirmed information that hydrogen cyanide has ever been used in chemical warfare. That's just common knowledge within that field. But again, you're not talking to people who are in that field. And so, of course, again, that's like a third rail you don't want to go near. But if someone's going to call for his resignation, I don't believe he meant anything by it other than it was the faux pas and something that I'm sure he regrets mentioning. I'm sure he would have chose his words much, much differently if he had it to do over again. But he could always fall back on the fact that, you know, technically he is correct that, you know, there are no confirmed, there is no confirmed information that hydrogen cyanide, and by the way, that's what was used in the gas chambers, has ever been used in chemical warfare. There's a difference between warfare and a heinous crime.
Right.
We make that distinction even, you know, with the Geneva Convention, where we separate the two. So, again, I'm not trying to defend what he said. You know, I think, like you said, especially, you know, this time of year, of all times of the year, and with all the sensitivity around that issue, I mean, there's no good time of the year, of course, but, wow, yeah, unfortunately, with all the times that he gets beat up on, yeah, he really opened a can of worms for them to beat up on him. Again, with that.
So, yeah, absolutely.
I
agree.
Full agreement with you there. One more thing before I let you go. You know, I have often called and given police hell for their responses to certain mass shooting incidents, and I'd like to give San Bernardino, first responder, two thumbs up. If you listen
absolutely.
To the response time, it was excellent. And let me leave you with this. I'd like to get other callers' opinions. Listen, they had Life Flight in the air within 15 minutes. You know how long it took in Sandy Hook? They never called them.
I know. Good observation, Tom. Your thoughts on that? He's right. 855-266-6283. I gave him a shout out last week. Hang with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you.
As far as him getting injured, I do not agree with it. It was actually in poor taste is just the best way to put it. He did smack his face on a arm rail.
My oh my, it is about United. Lots of conversations about while we're in the middle of what's going on in Syria and the White House not necessarily ruling out further action, but not saying that they're going into, we're not going deeper into Syria, I guess, with this, which is in one way perhaps confusing, but I understand what the president is saying there. However, there's still a lot of chatter about United. Why? Because so many of us fly. Even if you just fly once in a while for that rare vacation, who are you flying? American, Southwest, United, Delta? If you're a United flyer, make sure you read that 37,000-word rambling manifesto about what your rights are and what their rights are, really, as to throwing you off a plane if they want to. There is no disputing the facts. A passenger was dragged, did end up bloodied, and was screaming up the aisle and off the plane when he refused to give up a seat on a United flight to Louisville, Kentucky from Chicago. The plane, the airline, needed 4 seats to transport crew members. And people weren't volunteering, so they were going to be voluntold. The company's response just dominated the headlines on Tuesday. United stock dropped 4% in the morning. Finally, the CEO came back with an apology after not issuing one in the beginning, saying it was truly horrific. And he's pledged a full review by April 30th to fix what's broken so it never happens again. Never is a tough word to throw out there after it's already been done. The U.S. Department of Transportation says they're renewing the episode as well. Lawyers for the passenger, identified as Dr. David Dow, said he was being treated in a Chicago hospital on Tuesday afternoon. It's PR nightmare. PR nightmare. The apology was lukewarm, too late, and after he had not apologized the first time around. So one of the biggest hashtags were the new United Airlines mottos. People all over Twitter were using them. And it was just handled completely wrong. What can you say about it? I would be rattled too if all of a sudden I'm on the flight. I just want to take a breath. I'm sitting on my flight. And then because I don't have a zillion miles, or I'm not a preferred customer, or I didn't get there early, or I don't have something else that identifies me as special, I'm the one that's going. And that's why it was him, because for whatever reason, he was on the low end of the totem pole for that particular flight, and that's why that happened. I mean, to him and to a couple of others. Ugh, the worst. And you think, what do you do if you're in that position? How would I react, tired, sitting there, and then looking around me, just trying to mind my own business, and now I've got to go? Ugh. Tough. It'd be tough. I just say it'd be tough because I know, I think my reaction would be I wouldn't want to move either. And there's the other thing, they wouldn't dare. Would they drag a woman down the middle of the aisle? Maybe they would. I don't know. What were they thinking? Just, we got to get this plane going and that's it, I suppose. Remember the Jay Giles band? John Warren Giles Jr., the guitarist and founder of that band that still is played all over the place. A lot of cover tunes with that Jay Giles band. Police came to the Giles home and found the 71-year-old unresponsive, declared dead at the scene. Foul play not suspected. They just think natural causes. It was a very popular American touring band in the 70s, and they got commercial fame when they released Centerfold, Love Stinks, Freeze Frame, very, very well-known tunes. And that band went on to tour a lot. They opened for some other big, super big bands. I guess they made 14 records all together. It's got to be, you know, it's got to be a grind. And that's what he said back in 2004. He said being part of the Jay Giles band was a lot of fun. In some respects, though, it was like any other job. It starts to wear on you a little bit. So his semi-retirement from music allowed him to go to what he liked to do for fun, and that was cars. He started KTR Motorsports out of a garage in Carlisle, Massachusetts, and it serviced vintage Ferraris, Maseratis, and other Italian cars. I guess he eventually sold that business, but it was certainly, like I said, rest in peace. I cannot tell you how many times I saw them in concert or heard the song Freeze Frame, Centerfold, or you name it. It seems like anytime I get into a car, I'm hearing that song when they play 70s music or 80s music for some of what they were playing. And Jay Giles was absolutely a very big part of that. There's just some music, no matter whether it's poppy or it's the lyrics or what it is, it just sticks. And they had songs that did. They just stick. They stuck the landing, if you will, and people still like to hear that music. There it is. You know this song. Ba-da-da-da. Thank you. Yeah, and that's the line, "My Angel is a Centerfold." Andy, you've probably heard that song a few times, once or twice, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, as I said, you could be in your 20s, and that's when a song transcends, no matter if you're a music snob and you only like certain kinds of music, you've heard it. I know, really. People have heard the song, and that is one of those songs that gets played over and over and over again. I have to think about this, but somebody's invited me to take a dip in a glass-bottom pool. I know that's a weird transition, isn't it? But this glass-bottom pool is 500 feet, and somebody just did a story, one of the networks just did a story on it, 500 feet above downtown Houston. I'm going to Houston at the end of the month, and it's the 40th floor of some apartment building in downtown Houston. So it's an infinity pool, and when you're in the pool, this pool, it just shows, it's got 8-inch thick plexiglass. It sits out 10 feet from this tower. It's the tallest pool in Texas and the only glass bottom pool in Houston. Oh boy. I don't know. It opened in October 2016. It's not really open to the public. Somebody I know knows somebody in there. It's really crazy to look at it. Oh, I don't know if I don't know. Would you like to? Would you walk into it and have that? It's almost like you're suspended, and it's almost like you're suspended just right there on the 40th floor. Ooh. I don't know. I'm more of a lazy river. I was thinking about this. I'm more of a lazy river person. Put me in a lazy river and just let me go around in the lazy river. You know what I'm talking about, right? If you've never experienced a lazy river, they're all over the place. You need to go and experience that. Promise me you'll put that on your bucket list. You want to talk about just chillaxing on the inner tube, baby, and you just go round and round and round. It is really cool. The music means that we got to dip out of this one. Prop them up. See you in a few.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We've been talking a lot about brain and the science around so much of what's happening in our lives. And this is fascinating. I'm really pleased to welcome to the show, she's in our virtual green room right now, Sandy Leyva, who is a neuroscientist and founder of Brainways Training and Development, where she helps firms discover how neuroscience can accelerate leadership and business. Boy, that sounds like something a lot of businesses could use. Hey, Sandy, how are you?
Great, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So neuroscience now, we're discovering more and more about the brain and the significance of exactly what you're talking about, brain ways and training. That's why I love it that you talk about how you can use neuroscience and how it can accelerate, as I just said, what you're doing leadership-wise in business. So let's start from the first step. What have you discovered?
So I want to talk a little bit about women in the workplace, but first we have to go to science. You know, when we think about gender bias and gender equality, gender inclusion and diversity, you know, there's a lot of words for it, okay?
Yeah.
Basically, you know, the bottom line is women haven't risen to the top like we expected them to. You know, over the last 50 years, we had some tremendous gains in the 70s and the 80s, and then it's kind of just slumped in the 90s and the 2000s, whatever you call that decade, the 00s. So when we think about gender bias, we think about work and equal pay. But I'd like to share what I've discovered about brain and gender bias.
Mm.
And so this is the National Institute of Health. This is a government body that does a lot of research. And in medical research, there's tremendous gender bias. And we might think about the scientists, there's gender bias there, but what about the poor animals that we need to use for research? And I know a lot of people don't want to think about that, which is why this probably hasn't gotten a lot of press. But guess what? There's tremendous gender bias in the fact that scientists use male animals and not female animals. And the rationale is that females are more complicated, you know, because they have the monthly cycle and everything else. But that's a horrible, there's been horrible effects on that.
Mm.
So, for example, here's a study. 79% of studies from 1997 to 2007 that were published in just this one magazine journal, Pang, which is a juried, you know, research publication, use male animals and not female animals. But here's the side effect from that. Women have more side effects from drugs than men because women, animals, don't get tested before they're rolled out to the marketplace.
Wow.
That's pretty huge, don't you think?
Yes. Oh, are you kidding? So without that, boy, it's really, we're at the craps table in a way, honestly.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I can see why researchers wanted to simplify their research, but I think they didn't realize the significant differences in male and female brains and the fact that they really do have to use both animals. So the NIH, the National Institute of Health, has taken action. In 1993, they passed the Revitalization Act, and that mandates to include women in government-funded research. But that didn't help the animals. But in 2014, only 3 years ago, can you believe this is happening in, you know, you would think this, we would have solved this in 1913. But anyway.
Yeah. No kidding.
The NIH did require scientists to consider using female animals in medical research. So I bring this up not only because it's a huge issue from a health industry standpoint, but I think it's also why we haven't made much progress in solving the workplace bias.
Wow. Yeah, so how do we turn that around?
So I think what we need to do is we have done some great things to help women in terms of fixing the symptoms, but I don't think we've solved the root issue, and I think that's why neuroscience can impact leadership so much. Again, there are enough differences in brain wiring between men and women that when we put women in a hierarchical, patriarchal workplace, they can survive, but they don't thrive.
Mm.
So, you know, women and men can get the same skills, right? That,
right.
You know, it's not a skills issue. It's a mindset and it's an emotional issue. And you know how taboo that emotion is, you know, talking about emotion in the workplace.
Right.
But the wiring, you know, at the emotional level between men and women, I mean, everyone knows that there's a difference,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
You know, and the strengths are tremendous, you know, for business. Women can read facial expressions better. Women have the brain wiring to be better negotiators. Women are fantastic at relationship building. And that's all positive for the workforce. What I think we need to do from an action standpoint is we need to embrace these differences more. And we need to begin to create a more matriarchal workplace or, you know, a workplace that's equal in men's and women's strategies, you know, what they need. And the main thing I think women are leaving before they get to this top level is because stress is a part of that emotional difference. And the workplace doesn't treat men and women differently when it comes to stress. But we know from Larry Cahill's research that the part of the brain that processes stress, which is the amygdala, women and men are significantly different from a structure standpoint, from a chemical standpoint. You know, testosterone allows men to fight or flee. Right? You've heard of the fight or flight.
Sure.
Everybody's
yeah.
heard of that. And as a matter of fact, women are told to fight or flight when it, you know, when it comes to that kind of thing. But that's not what they do. That's not how they handle stress. They tend and befriend. So they prefer to diffuse a stressful situation. So there's, you know, three things we need to do. I think one of them is we need to continue to adopt structures that allow the workplace to be more suitable for women. Work-life balance, flexible hours. Did you know that in Europe they get 1 year of pregnancy leave compared to 12 weeks here?
Yeah, what a difference. Exactly.
And both women and millennials prefer continuous feedback instead of that annual review. So there are a lot of policies and structures that need to be changed in order for both women and men to thrive in the workplace to where we get the most out of, you know, each type of person. You know, and some women are more male in areas and some men are more female in areas. So we're not really talking about absolute stereotypes here. We're talking about making it work for the individual. But another thing is anything that decreases stress in females or allows them to embrace it will also help us get to that root cause so that we can make faster progress. And there's a whole field called resilience that addresses it, but again, it hasn't split by gender the way it needs to. So I think we need more research as well. And then I think the last thing that we need is women need to do things for themselves, which I know is hard for a lot of women. They need to spend more time on self-care, you know. So,
Wow, fascinating what you're talking about. If companies really nurtured this, then some of the female leadership that they talk about really wanting, I know that I've spoken for a lot of different companies with women's leadership development. We hear that there's this desire to have more females at the top, and geez, what do we do? If they would apply a lot of what you're saying, they could get there maybe faster, and then certainly not only accelerating gender inclusion, but I would think, and I don't know because this would have to be researched, but I bet that would help the bottom line.
Absolutely, Will, because it's already been shown for decades that diversity in teams, not just gender diversity, but, you know, all the other diversities, racial, sexual, all the other diversity produces better thought, better solutions, better innovation, you know, all those things that, frankly, companies are struggling with right now. I know in the industry that I focus in, professional services, talent shortage is an issue. But that could be directly solved by just making the workplace more of a thriving environment for both men and women. And then, you know, whenever we solve the gender issue, there's a huge overlap with the millennial issue. So millennials are struggling in the workplace as well. And a lot of these things that we're talking about for gender bias can also allow the millennials to thrive better in the workplace as well.
Yeah. Wow. Fascinating. I like when you were talking about stereotypes and forget the stereotypes for a second, that millennials and females like continuous feedback. That's so true. But most companies, it is just the annual review.
That is huge. And there are a few very progressive, you know, the best places to work companies that have knocked out that annual review, but it's still fairly rare. And what they're doing is they're doing continuous daily feedback, I mean, a weekly feedback. And they're also implementing something that first originated in the government, which is called after action review. So after a significant execution of a project or a client meeting, they're having kind of a powwow, you know, that says, how did we do?
Wow. So. Fascinating. Incredible. All right, Sandy Leyva, thank you so much. Neurosciences founder, as I said before, Brainways Training and Development. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies, addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt, communication and relationship building to strengthen family units, character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's time to dive into the mailbag, and boy, congratulations to all of you. I say this all the time, but gosh, so many emails. Thanks. Let's jump right into it. Like I mentioned, this one is from Philip, and Philip says, Kate, what is going to happen in Syria? I heard you talking the other night about now Rex Tillerson going to Russia. That makes sense, but is there mixed signals going on? Is there going to be a regime change? Is Assad going to be out? Oh, if I had a crystal ball, and I tell you, I think they need to kick Assad out. But when I say they, it would have to be more than the United States backing this idea. I don't know. To me, this has to happen. However, the priority that the administration is saying, so first they have a chemical weapons attack. A counterattack to what happened with the chemical weapons, the horror of that, right, which was blamed on the Assad regime. Then the conversation really is about taking out ISIS and defeating ISIS. So is Assad a priority? Even over the weekend on the Sunday Swirl and Face the Nation, Tillerson was a guest. And when he was asked about getting rid of Assad, was it a priority deposing Assad? He said, I think that the president's been pretty clear, first and foremost, we have to defeat ISIS. And he talked about the Syrian people have to determine the future of Assad. So that says to me, well, I guess they're not necessarily taking out Assad. Maybe it's not about that. And Russia and Iran have to be part of this deal. So there is no pressure, I guess, that's going to be put on Moscow over its support for Assad, which is what I thought was going to happen, that there was going to be some pressure put on there, but apparently not. So Assad may stay. That is interesting, isn't it? And defeating ISIS is ultimately what the focus is going to be. Let's move on to our next one. This one is from Jake. Kate, it's been a couple of days since I've actually emailed the show. I used to bank at Wells Fargo. Did you see about all that nonsense that happened with them with the fake accounts? Did you see that they have a clawback of a huge amount of money from the former CEO, and that they're going to take more money for what's happened with this fake account craziness? I did see that. They said like $75 million, something like that, from the CEO, another executive involved in it, because of they've had a six-month investigation, and it's screwed up the culture of Wells Fargo, there's no question. So they've taken back money from the people that were at the top. They say they've had this exhaustive investigation, and altogether, from last fall, they're returning like $180 million overall, something like that, in pay. But you know what? Mass terminations, all this misconduct, mistrust, that's tough to build. When you have a brand, that's pretty damaging to try to come back with that. When all you see is Wells Fargo, fake accounts, people were getting jacked around by these fake accounts, does it make you want to bank at that institution? The answer is no. How much business has Wells Fargo lost? And you can't get that back no matter how much money they give back. That's pretty difficult to come up with a bounce, right, to bounce back from that. All right, here's one from Tom. Kate, I heard you talk about, and I was so glad you opened your show. I happen to be listening in Portland. I listen to KPAM, as you call it. Sergio Garcia really outdueling Justin Rosen. That one hole playoff was pretty amazing. You said it right. It was cool that he came up with the birdie. He had two strokes to give, but the birdie made it even better after all of the struggles that he's had trying to win a major. Can you imagine 70 plus times you try and then it finally happens and it's the green jacket? I thought it was awesome. So kudos to you for opening with something positive and then swinging into the rest of the nonsense. Yeah, Sergio, thanks for that, Tom. Sergio Garcia, most career top tens in a majors all time and the first major win for him, if you think about that. I mean, he's had a ton of top 10 finishes. He's made money on the tour. He's a popular player. People like Sergio Garcia, but he just couldn't close the deal with the Masters. He could with any major. And once that keeps getting talked about, you keep getting asked that question. Hey, maybe this is your turn. What are you doing to get ready for the tournament? And it gets old, I think. So he doesn't have to worry about that now. I think it's pretty cool. All right, moving along. How about this? I saw this, just a brief little one here from Zoe, who said, did you know Ms. Delaney, because I know that I'm in the tri-state area, that New York just gave the high five for tuition-free college for some people in the middle class. I'm not really sure what it means. I know that I saw that on the local television, and there was a lot of conversation about it. Yeah, it's huge. First state in the nation to make tuition free for middle class students for 2 and 4 year public colleges. So Governor Cuomo introduced that plan back in January. They agreed to include it in the state budget. It was approved by the Assembly over the weekend, and the Senate late Sunday night, so the governors will sign that budget bill because that was his baby, and tuition will be free for people who earn up to a specific income cap, which will be phased in over the next 3 years. So let's just explain that a little bit more. So starting this fall, undergraduate students who attend a State University of New York or City University of New York school will be eligible for the Excelsior Scholarship if their families earn no more than $100,000 a year. The income cap will lift to $110,000 next year and then reach $125,000 in 2019. That would mean that if you're eligible, you would pay nothing for tuition, which costs over $6,400 annually at four-year schools, about $4,300 and change a year at community colleges. So they would still be on the, they would still have to, you know, pay for the fees, the other fees, the books and room and board and all of that if they live on campus. And, you know, that can add up to a bunch. So students have to take 30 credits a year to get the scholarship. And there were people that spoke out against it because they say it excludes students who enroll part-time. But Cuomo said the credit requirement is flexible so that any student facing hardship would be able to pause and restart the program or take fewer credits, you know, one semester, et cetera, whatever. Wow, that's pretty interesting. So they've estimated that the scholarship will cost about $163 million in the first year, but some say that's lowballing. They think it's going to be more because 200,000 students would be eligible once the program is fully implemented. I don't know. I think it's great. In New York, it is so expensive to live in New York. And imagine if you're struggling and you really qualify for all of it and, you know, hey, what are they doing with all the fees they're pulling in there anyway? So to me, I think this is, let's see how they implement it, because they're going to have to tweak it as it goes along. But I like the idea of that. You know, think of single mothers who are working two or three jobs and are just desperate to try to get their kids or kid into college, and they know they just don't have the money for it. And that would be, that's a huge boost, because if you think 4-year college and you add all that up, wow. That's big. But again, big on the surface. Let's see how it's implemented. And that's states. And I'm all about states taking control, states' rights, coming up with ideas, blah, blah, blah. And so to me, that's pretty powerful. All right, let's move on to another one. This comes to us from Kevin, who says, Kate, what's going on with healthcare? I guess not much, because so much of the focus is on Syria now and the wall, I guess, but the Supreme Court nominee who is now the justice, maybe that some of that will go out, so to speak, with the tide, and we'll have more conversation about healthcare. Well, you know, we're always talking about healthcare. I felt like for 4 weeks straight, you could have just plugged in the same thing I was saying. No matter what conversation I was having with anyone, healthcare, I say it all the time, is personal. What's in your wallet? What does that card say? How confident do you feel that you're getting really good healthcare at a great price? And the answer to that is I find that people, unless they have a great company they're working for, most people are confused about what the coverage is, don't think it's very good, are scared to death, which is only adding to the stress that something will happen and they're going to have to pay massive amounts of money out of pocket and they're not going to be able to do it. So there you have it. Thanks for all the emails. Remember, you can email me, too. It's pretty simple. Go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in like that.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.